It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix?
Apparently Taryn is already.
Dude, right? Well, I know I sure am because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Hey.
Oh my God. What is happening?
Blue Friday. SOS Pro Wrestling Friday.
Wow, and Taryn is, she is bouncing off the walls today, and she's not joining us watching Steve's match.
I'm sorry. I'm hanging out with my sorority sisters tonight in Portland.
Oh,
you know what?
You guys, that town is in trouble.
I feel so bad for all of Portland. They're going to have to hear you drunk, like sorority girls sing those songs all night long.
It's going to be great.
Oh, is it?
Nobody other than you girls.
Right, really, though. I know. Let's get to Ernie from Vancouver. Ernie, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
I was burnt for Halloween. This is awesome.
Oh, you finally have your Ernie.
I found my Ernie. I've been looking for you all this time.
Oh, man, I'm Ernie next year.
Dude, I'll be burnt next year. We'll meet up.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Let's go.
It'll be awesome.
It's going to be the best Halloween ever.
For those playing at home, Ernie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When it comes to computer science, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Correct. Dan Quinn is the head coach for what NFL team?
Pass.
Ferrari cars are produced in which country?
Italy.
Yes. What is the Hawaiian name for yellowfin tuna?
Mahi mahi.
No.
Pass.
Will Ferrell stars in what 2003 holiday movie?
Elf.
Yes. What state's nickname is the Golden State?
California?
No.
Pass.
Which planet in our solar system is known as the planet of love?
Yes.
Yes. What salty snack that can be used as a garland?
Popcorn?
Yes. What is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature?
Mercury.
Correct. Led Zeppelin released Whole Lotta Love in what late 60s year?
69?
Nice, and yes.
Woo!
Ernie,
yeah.
You got 7 correct. And do you have a friend with you? Or is that just an echo?
I do.
What's
a
your
coworker.
What's your coworker's name?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for helping, Ernie.
Scott and Ernie the mornings.
Where do you guys work?
We work for Ravenstone Construction here on Vancouver Island.
Nice.
Woo.
Ravenstone.
It sounds like a house in Game of Thrones.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ernie had a buddy, his coworker Scott. So it was a little
Scott
tag team.
All right, let's go.
Okay, Bert, are you ready?
Go off.
When it comes to computer science, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
You know it. Dan
AI uses a lot of water. I didn't realize that.
What?
AI uses a lot of water, apparently.
Oh, that's interesting. Dan Quinn is the head coach for what NFL team?
Kind of threw me off for a second. Dan Quinn is Atlanta Falcons?
No.
Dan Quinn. Damn it. Cowboys?
No.
I can't think of them. The Tennessee Titans.
No. Ferrari cars are produced in what country?
Italy.
Correct. What is the Hawaiian name for yellowfin tuna?
Ahi.
Yes. Will Ferrell stars in what 2003 holiday movie?
Elf.
You know it. What state's nickname is the Golden State?
That would be California.
No.
Florida.
No.
The Golden State?
Oh, the Garden State.
Oh, New Jersey.
My bad, sorry. Oh. Which planet in the solar system? Chill, everyone. Which planet in our solar system is known as the planet of love?
That would be Venus.
Yes. What salty snack can be used as garland?
Popcorn.
Correct. What is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature?
Mercury.
Wow. How do you know that?
Also, I'm freaking smart.
Also, you have to give Scott and Ernie another point because you asked them the Golden State, too.
Did I really?
Yes. Which is California,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you did.
Did they guess California?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to give, yeah, give them the point.
I can't read today. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me do some math here.
It's just 10 questions.
Scott and Ernie in the morning.
Wow. Okay. Well, then, because of my mistake, it is a beautiful tie. 8-8.
Exactly how Bert and Ernie should be.
Yes. Together forever.
We are 1-1-1.
Let's go.
That's great. Have a great day at work, you guys.
Thank you.
They're so nice. You're welcome.
See, fun at work? Okay.
Yeah, who does that? Dan Quinn is the head coach for what NFL team?
I remember.
I only made this question because they played last night.
Commanders.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. We have more Beat Migs police.
Oh, no.
Jason, our production director,
I'm
just
very sorry to be this person.
Are we going to go straight to the comments on this?
Ernie and Scott?
Yes.
Ernie said Mahi and then Ahi. Did not accept that, and then they passed.
I thought he said mahi-mahi.
No. So, no, you need to go back and listen to the audio just to be sure, because I'm fairly certain
that the game's already over, Jason. It was nice to see you. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Okay, Ernie and Scott, I'm so sorry, but that means you get 9 correct, which means you are winners.
What happened to you today? What is going on?
Yeah, I can't read.
No. I don't want to go. Listen. You know, the Seahawks got screwed against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. The refs eventually did come back and say, you know what, there were some questionable calls that we regret making.
Yeah.
But they didn't all of a sudden say, hey, Seahawks, in the mail will be your Lombardi trophy.
But you know what they
did do? The game's already over.
You know what they did do, though? They did give them swirlies, so we have to go give Sarah a swirly after this.
That, I think, was just an internet rumor. But all I know is the game's already done. The tally has been made. We can't go back in time. It's a tie. Jason, thanks for nothing.
You're very welcome. And, of course, the tie goes to the winner, and that is Steve Miggs. So, congratulations.
That's a lot of drama in here this morning.
Appreciate the ass-kissing moment right there.
Speaking of drama, Live Night is back on December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything is performed live, and you can be there to watch it all go down.
If you want to see a good train wreck when it comes to the music, highly recommend it, because right now it looks almost impossible for the new originals to get together to figure out these songs. And we got to perform them live, including me on drums, Ryan Castle on drums, Danny V is going to be jumping on the guitar, Thrill on bass, and then we got some talented musicians helping us out as well.
Yes. Thank God for them.
Yes.
Get your tickets now at KISW.com. There's a TikTok food critic by the name of Keith Lee, and he recently visited the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and he reviewed some local Seattle eateries. He has over 16 million followers. But did his reviews help those businesses? You're going to find out after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a popular TikTok food critic named Keith Lee, and he was visiting Seattle recently.
We had no idea who this guy was up until like 2 days ago when all of a sudden he started trending in the Pacific Northwest.
Apparently everybody else knows who he is because he has over 16 million followers. And while he was in Seattle, he visited King's Barbecue House, Fob's Sushi Bar, and world famous organic apple cider. But did it help out those businesses? Well, King 5 ended up doing a segment called The Keith Lee Effect on Local Businesses.
We're outside of King's Barbecue House off of 6th and Weller. It's these ducks hanging in this window that caught the eye of Keith Lee as he reviewed this business and others.
It was great that I showed the footage. It's just these ducks hanging because it doesn't look very fancy.
Quack, quack.
It looks kind of savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look terrible. It just looks kind of savage. Like, it's like, here's what you can eat hanging from a string in our front window.
Nom nom.
Others showcasing them to his massive following with more than 16.5 million followers on TikTok. He made 4 stops in Seattle, the most popular King's Barbecue House in Seattle CID. Those ducks in the window.
This is a 9.5 out of 10.
Owners say they've seen a surge in new customers.
This is, I think, called Keith Lee Effect.
An effect Vincent Chen, the owner of Fob Sushi Bar in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood, is in awe.
Then they said, I saw something that said the extent of at least like a 50% uptick in business. And there was like a line out the door over at King Street Barbecue. Like they just saw more foot traffic than they've seen in forever.
Wild. People just like coming in from everywhere. It's like I saw like somebody's like driving like an hour drive to try us out.
Chen says there's been a 50% increase in sales, a major uptick to the point he's had to order more food and call an extra help from his family.
It's really helped a small business like us. That's the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's awesome.
And now we got to make a lot of field trips because I want to go to all these places.
I always love that when like there's some like somebody shows some love for a place, and then they find out they actually got an uptick in business.
Yes.
And I don't know, are you guys like me? If I see something on TV, I got to go there.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That I'm always like looking. Like there used to be an app. I think there's still a website like TV Food Maps, and it'll tell you like if I go anywhere, I go on there, or I try and see what local eateries were featured on, and if did I see that episode?
I love that.
Like, I remember going to Hawaii. I think it was like the Giorgiano's shrimp truck back when I was eating like fish and stuff. And It was just like, we have to go there. My wife's just like, you know, I don't eat any of this stuff. I'm like, I don't care. We got to go there. I've seen it on TV. I need to take a picture in front of it. And then when you're there, of course, you got to eat it.
And was it good?
It was freaking amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now we just need them to go to a soup house. So that way we can take Sarah and Steve to soup.
You know what? You know what? Actually, you're not invited.
Good.
Me and Taryn are just going.
Soup party.
That's fine. Sarah and I will find somewhere more fun to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere. Vegan place. Yeah.
I might eat some soup while watching the Seahawks game this Sunday versus the 49ers. Woo. And to get all of us ready and excited for the game, we will get to know defensive end Miles Adams at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics. We are counting down the days until the Seahawks take on the 49ers in San Francisco this Sunday at 1 p.m. on Fox. And we are joined this morning by Miles Adams, defensive end number 95 for our Seattle Seahawks. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning.
How are you doing, my man?
I'm blessed. I cannot complain. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. How was your how was the bye week?
Oh, very relaxing. Got to go home. Home is Texas. Got to see my family members. Celebrate a couple birthdays. It was a good time.
Oh, nice.
Now, being that you are a Texas boy, where do you go for the best barbecue in Texas? I know it's a big debate all the time.
I go to my backyard, me and my father.
All right.
I love it. That is awesome. How are you guys feeling with the rest? Give us a vibe of how the team's feeling going into the next phase of the season.
Yeah, of course. Bye week, you know, much needed for everybody. You know, mental break, physical break. But I think the approach that we take week in and week out is obviously very, very sharp, very intentional. The work we get in, we get in, we get out, and we have a lot of time to recover and take time for our bodies and get guys that have families spend time with their children, their wives, etc. So I think we have a really good approach.
We're talking with Miles Adams from our Seattle Seahawks. You can follow him on Instagram. Handle is at It's Miles J. Miles, what does the J stand for?
Oh, that's my middle name.
Right on. Now, and also another question for you, Miles. I noticed on your Instagram you posted something that said last slide, and so I scrolled to your last slide, and it said, I am in no rush. I will take the scenic route. Tell us about that.
That's a little bit about how I've been feeling overall with this season, whether you attribute it to how our season's going with football or just personally being present, being where my feet are, you know, not being in a rush to have anything, pretty much relinquishing control, controlling what I can, and just enjoying the process.
I've always wondered this because, especially in your position, you are constantly getting hit, hitting people. It's a grueling, grueling position to play. What is the next day like when you wake up in the morning? Because, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I wake up in the morning and everything seems to hurt. And I'm not playing football and getting beat up on for over an hour, and not to mention all the practice. How do you feel the next morning?
No, after a game, I've never been hit by a car, but I kind of feel like I know how it feels to be hit by a car, if you know what I mean.
So what do you do to like how do you warm that up? Do you like take a cold shower? Do you have like a massage table? Like what's the refresh for you?
No, it always starts with a good 15 minutes to just sit in the bed and think about how you plan to get out of it.
Yes.
But yeah, massages, you know, I'm a fan of dry needling and acupuncture. I think that helps out very well. But overall, I stretch a lot. I try to make sure I stay limber, stay mobile. And that's usually the key. Motion is lotion. I stand on
that.
That's
very true.
So if you are not moving, you are only getting stiffer.
Now, Miles, yesterday we had a little bit of a disagreement on the show, and I just want to get your 2 cents on this. Can soup be an entire meal?
Oh, my gosh.
It depends on what kind of soup.
If you got some bread to soak it up with.
Yeah. If you got your roux or your broth, you got some vegetables and protein and a little bit of carbs, that sounds like a full meal to me.
Okay, now on the same topic of meals, let's say hypothetically you're offered a deal. You got to go out to dinner with one of your teammates, and if they are late, you win $1 million. Which teammate are you inviting to dinner?
I feel like I'm throwing someone under the bus.
Do it.
I got to say Reek Woodland.
All right. Nice.
Now, I know you have a million things going on, but one last question for you, because tonight is everybody is talking about this big fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. And I don't know if you're a big boxing fan, if you're paying much attention to it, but if you are, how do you feel about this? What do you think is going to happen?
I personally think Iron Mike Tyson is a force to be reckoned with, so I have my money on Iron Mike.
Same. I mean, I don't care how old he is. I watch these video clips, and that guy is still moving pretty quick. I don't know if he has the cardio, but I don't think he needs it.
Yeah, if one of those hits connect, I think it's lights out.
Our Seattle Seahawks playing the 49ers in San Francisco this Sunday, 1 p.m. on Fox. Miles Adams, thank you so much. Go Hawks. We look forward to the game this weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have you ever had your car stolen?
A loaner car. It was very embarrassing.
Did they find it? Where did it end up?
Yes.
Where was it?
At a Jack in the Box in Sumner. They had a low jack on it. It's so great because they're like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, don't worry about it. We got a low jack. We'll find it. And they're like, when I went in to like kind of handle some stuff with the dealership, they're just like, you won't believe it. They did this. They stopped at this parking lot. It looked like they were doing a bunch of donuts. Then they stopped at like the popular drug house in Sumner. And then they just left it at Jack in the Box. I'm like, wow. That sounds like an awesome night out.
That's what you tell your wife.
Oh, yes. Sorry, babe. It just got stolen. I don't know how I ended up at Jack in the Box.
It's me and Danny. We had a crazy night out together.
So, Rockaholics, we want to hear from you. Have you ever had your car stolen, and where did it end up? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call so we can hear your story. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever had your car stolen, and where did it end up? 206-803-ROCK. We're asking this because car thefts in Washington State have reportedly dropped significantly this year.
Which, I got to say, I was shocked when I saw that stat.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that because you just hear these stories of cars being stolen all the time that, oh, man, it's got to be bad here.
This year, 24,000 vehicles stolen so far, but that is a 30% decrease from last year.
All right. Way to go, Washington.
We're going the right way. Have you ever had your car stolen, and where did it end up? 206-803-ROCK. Matthew in Monroe, you have had your car stolen. Where was it found?
In Idaho.
What?
Was it stolen here?
Yep. In Monroe.
And what kind of shape was the car? Was it a total loss, or were you able to just get it back and use it again?
No, it was a total loss. I was able to drive it back, but only because it was wintertime. He blew the head gaskets in it. Ooh. So it would overheat real quick. It was a Subaru, of course. But I was able to drive it back here and then just get rid of it, total it.
I wonder what their plan was. Do you think they were trying to go as far as possible, and then they just kind of blew, and they're like, ah, screw it. I guess we're going to get some potatoes in Idaho.
He got out of jail in Mount Vernon and made his way south to here in 2 days, and then found my car and got it and was heading for, I believe, Wisconsin. And they caught him in Idaho.
Wow. Say my follow-up question. Like, why the hell are you going to Wisconsin?
Jeff from Tacoma, tell us about your car theft story.
Yeah, well, I had a 70 Chevy pickup truck, and I was a painter at an auto body shop. And anyways, I go out to lunch to go get in my truck and get my lunch, and my truck's gone. And so later on, the cops had found it, and they found it. It was next to a scrapyard or junkyard in Puyallup, which is where I worked. Anyways, in the back of that truck was also a motor for my another car that I had. And anyway, so they not only took my truck, but they also took my motor that they also.
Oh.
So they, in a sense, took two of my cars.
Damn.
And anyways, I didn't have a license at the time, so the cops weren't very helpful on getting it back for me and got impounded. And,
you had two cars, but no license.
And they're like, yeah, buddy, we're on it. Uh huh.
They're like, well, what the heck? I was like, oh, you got to get to work somehow.
I'm sure they love that answer. You want to know one of the craziest car stealing? Not my car, but I remember a few years ago, a house in our development, they were still building houses. So there was a house that wasn't fully built, went on fire. It was awful. Like, I mean, it was like just a couple houses from us. It could have been really bad. A couple of the houses had massive fire damage. Someone had to move out. And it was terrible. I'm like, was this an electrical issue? You know, you start thinking, I'm like, is our house safe? Like, did they build these houses bad? And then finally I ran into the lady that was like the on-site realtor. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, you won't believe what happened. Somebody stole a car, drove it into our development, parked it in the garage that wasn't done yet, set the car on fire, and then it set the house on fire. And I was like, wow, that was a rather crazy. It was like, in a way, I felt better knowing that. I was like, okay, at least the houses are built well, you know, because I was a little scared it was an electrical issue, but still, that was bonkers.
From like an action movie.
It was crazy.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever had your car stolen, and where did it end up? Johnny Brown, tell us your car theft story.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What up, Johnny?
Oh, man, I got my car stolen right out in front of my house. I had a for sale sign on it, and the next day I came out, it was gone. The cops found it a day later. They took my low-profile wheels off and put some regular wheels on, stole my stereo and my hands-free inside the vehicle. I felt violated.
Oh,
it's the worst feeling.
I was going to sell it for $3,000, and I ended up just taking it to pull apart and gave it to him for $200. That's how violated I felt.
That's brutal.
Somebody texted, my car was stolen, then it was caught in a shootout. The most Tacoma thing ever.
Wow. Billy Joe is in Tacoma.
What?
Do you have another crazy Tacoma car theft story?
Yeah, my daughter called me one night freaking out because her car got stolen. So I told her to call the cops. She calls the cops, and they find the car across the street from her apartment at Tacoma Community College, still running. It was a Kia, so they had busted out the driver's the steering wheel and drove it over across the street. The cops got a hold of her, and they were like, we found it. It's just across the street. Usually we have these cars towed, but since you're just across the street, do you want to just come get it? So she was like, yeah. Then she got it back over to her house. Turns out she has a bad habit of not filling the gas tank up, so there was very little gas in the gas tank.
To be honest with you, I thought you were going to say the person who stole it filled up the gas tank.
Yeah, they were like, they looked at the gas tank and were like, no, we can't get anywhere with this. We're just going to park it.
Just leave it running.
How about this texter said my Honda Accord was stolen. They drove it off the Tacoma Narrows boat launch after a high-speed chase.
Oh, wow.
Total loss.
Wow.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yes.
Rick and Shelton, have you ever had your car stolen, and where did it end up?
Yes, it's been stolen, and so we lived in Squim, and we had just moved into a house, and we had a garage sale, and there was this kid standing there, and for the longest time, just kind of eyeballing everything. Well, anyway, a couple days later, house got broken into while we were sleeping in it, and it was freaky. He walked in the house, walked around into the kitchen, picked up my wife's purse, walked out through the garage, threw her purse out, got in her car, stole the neighbor's bicycle, put it in the car, and then took off. So
pretty eventful night for him.
It was. So anyway, all that after the cops and stuff in the morning and everything, I had all my rifles and stuff stolen out of my garage. Because like I said, we had just moved into this house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And was headed to the police department or the pawn shop, because that's where I picked up one of my rifles. And I didn't have the serial number. They would. So my daughter and I were tooling on into Port Angeles, and the car pulled right out in front of me.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. What?
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was just crazy. So I called the cops while I'm right behind my wife's car, and So I'm on the phone. They were like on a three-way phone call with the sheriff's department, the state patrol, and the city police. Oh, and the Sequim City Police. So Fort Angeles, Sequim. It was just a friggin' nightmare, but I get to follow this guy around, you know, in my wife's car, and he goes down into this little kind of secluded neighborhood. It's got one entrance in and one entrance out. There's a back road and a front road. And so they kind of had him surrounded, and then so he ended up dumping the car in a little tiny neighborhood.
Dude, I feel like if I was in that situation, once I start following, I'd be like, Siri, play Mission Impossible theme. Right. Stat, let's go.
Gonna handle this myself. Rockaholics, I hope you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet for the 750 edition of Beat Migs, and Steve has a record of 325 wins, 95 losses, and 55 ties in 2024.
My phone started playing it.
What? Oh,
I thought you were doing that on purpose.
No.
I was like, see, why did you just pull it up on your computer? I was like, why did my phone just turn on?
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Mix at 750.
Siri, stop.
Nope. The Daily Mix Show.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.